Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is May 17th, 2015. In this segment, we'll take a look at what's been going on in the world and how the planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Saturn has been in Scorpio since early November of last year. Saturn is the planet of enforcement. Scorpio is a passionate sign, fascinated by power. Thus, Saturn plus Scorpio equals powerful enforcement, which gives this combination a reputation for cruel punishment, including execution. There have been plenty of examples of severe punishment just lately. In the United States, the big one last week was the Boston jury giving Dzhokhar Tsarnaev the death penalty. This came on the very day that Mars was exactly opposite Saturn in the heavens. Mars, the planet of violence and vengeance, exchanging energy with baleful Saturn in vengeful Scorpio. Meanwhile, over in Egypt, another death sentence was handed out, this one to Mohamed Morsi, the deposed ex-president of Egypt. For his part, in a jailbreak back in 2011 during that country's popular uprising. Also last week, this surfaced. North Korea's defense minister, Hyun Young-chol, has apparently been executed, reportedly by a battery of anti-aircraft guns, for disloyalty to the country's leader, Kim Jong-un. But all of this is being reported by South Korea, which could be prejudiced information. Which brings to mind the other planetary combination we've been monitoring, Mars plus Mercury, which leads to distortion of the facts. And then there was another improbable cruel punishment, or the threat of it. Two Yorkshire Terriers have been threatened with death by the Agriculture Minister of Australia for being brought into that country illegally. The famed actor Johnny Depp, on location for another film in the Pirates of the Caribbean sequence, evidently flew his doggies into Australia on his private jet without proper clearance. He was given a deadline to get the pups out of the country, or they would be seized and put down. Boo and Pistol left Australia the same way they came, via private jet. Saturn remains in Scorpio until January 2017, meaning that severe punishments will be an ongoing pattern for many months to come. Another signification of Mars is that it is the planet of competition, and therefore sports, especially physical sports, including sports players. Saturn, again, is the planet of punishment. Last week, the NFL came down on the Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, punishing him for not reporting the underinflated footballs used in the last Super Bowl. Brady got suspended for 4 games. In addition to Brady's ban, the NFL fined the Patriots $1 million and docked them 2 draft picks, including next year's first rounder. Mercury is the planet of travel and transportation. Mars is the planet of accidents. The two of them together is a portentous indication for accidents, especially involving modes of travel. Last week, a speeding Amtrak train left the tracks in Philadelphia, and leaving 8 dead and over 200 injured. On the other side of the world, a military helicopter on an earthquake relief mission in Nepal crashed, killing the 6 Marines and 2 Nepali servicemen on board. Mars is one of the so-called natural malefic planets, in other words, capable of doing harm. The significations of Mercury will therefore be harmed by Mars. Mercury is the planet of data and facts. This is why Mars plus Mercury equals distortion of the facts, even lies. Last week, an article purporting to refute the official version of the assassination of Osama bin Laden was published. The writer, Seymour Hersh, has been formally held in high esteem as an investigative journalist. The story alleges a vast cover-up that extends all the way up the food chain to the president himself. But this time, his story is being doubted due to the rather thin evidence presented by Mr. Hersh for backing up this new version of the facts. Mars will be with Mercury for some weeks yet, and so we have to listen to the media with a fistful of salt close at hand. Okay, that'll do it for this week's review of the week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.